people are wondering, what in the world is aquaponics? Who wants to tell me what that is?
Well, aquaponics is a sustainable agricultural system which hybridizes aquaculture, which is commonly practiced now globally, providing food for many people. It also includes hydroponics, which is another form of agriculture that provides food for people as well. Traditionally, those two separate technologies have a lot of issues with pollution. And so aquaponics takes those two systems, hybridizes them, and creates a model on nature. And nature has a 3.5 billion year history of experience, and it works. And so what we're doing is utilizing that model to create a closed loop system where there is no waste that goes into the environment, and it reduces the amount of water that's needed to grow an abundance of both produce as well as fish protein.
What a great idea that is. Although, Jason, for somebody who doesn't speak science as well as for Professor Kat just did, how does PCC's aquaponics system work? What's happening?
Well, it is the relationship between fish, plants, and some people maybe grow when the old days, maybe fruit fish, their old fish that they chopped off the head and they couldn't eat it, so they put under a plant, and suddenly the plant was really huge, unlike the other plants that did not have fish. So there's a relationship between fish and the plants and how well they do. And they actually grow really, really well in using fish.
That sounds like an interesting idea. Professor Kat, when did you implement this program?
Well, Liv Zanfordino and I came up with a project proposal last spring, and we were awaiting funding. We finally got approved for the funding, and so she and a team of students started a prototype system at the end of summer. Starting last fall, then we started recruiting for STEM students to become both leaders and mentors in the field, as well as mentors and leaders for other STEM students. STEM meaning science, technology, engineering, and math. So that's our focus with our grant funds. And so once we hired that crew, then we started just experimenting with various models. And this is really where Liv took off in being the manager of this program. Do you want to say?
Please.
I find interesting about aquaponics is I was able to bring my construction background to it, and we can use a lot of reclaimed materials. For instance, what we're using as fish totes right now were previous food-grade barrels that we can repurpose. So it's good to pull a lot of our current environment, our local environment, into this project and think about different ways to grow. In some systems, I've seen bathtubs used as grow beds. You can, you know, look around the house for unused plastic totes, for different things what can you cycle water through to create new growth? And that's what we're doing with the students, is learning how to use new tools, thinking creatively about the materials that we have around us, and then using it in a sustainable way. Can we grow food in places that we are unlikely, typically?
Tell me about some of the research you did, Liv, please.
Research-wise, I took some time out to travel to Hawaii, and there's a farm there called Friendly Aquaponics. I traveled over there and learned for a couple months a full-grade commercial system and how you would grow food organically. Everything in an aquaponic system is organic because, unlike hydroponics, you don't have to add chemicals to the system. So I did some study there, and since that was about a year ago, since then I've been doing personal research. In aquaponics, there's not much published. So what I'm hoping to see in PCC is that we can start doing independent research and start publishing hard data on what we pull from them. Is this really a faster grow rate? What's the nutritional content of what we're growing? And how does that balance out? So while there's been a lot of research done, PCC can kind of meet some of the gaps with the technology we have on campus.
And in addition to our students being in the STEM fields and promoting STEM as major in the first place, the other thing that we're trying to address in this process is food and water security. Our grant is based on water conservation. We're funded by the Metropolitan Water District in cooperation with many other institutions like the United Nations. This is particularly a World Water Forum grant. In addition, we're being supplemented with the Environmental STEM grant that we have here at PCC. It's a multi-million dollar grant, which is working towards promoting student success and transfer as well as graduation with their AAs or ASs. And so we have it's a multidimensional project trying to address many different things. It's interdisciplinary in terms of all of the different types of subject matter that comes into making an aquaponic system work well. It's integrating students from different disciplines and giving them an opportunity to become leaders in the area and then work with other people, other students, and community members, teaching them the technology as well.